The Holy Spirit has given us a divine invitation. He says, I am giving you a divine invitation to the holiest place in the universe, the Holy of Holies in heaven. I am giving you that invitation. Does that move you?
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Monday and welcome. Today in part two of Pastor Bill's message, The Throne of Grace from Hebrews chapter 4, we'll learn more about our great high priest, Jesus Christ, and the assurance that we can approach the throne of grace and obtain mercy and grace in times of need. Now, here's Pastor Bill.
He is our great high priest. Nothing in human experience is foreign to Jesus our Lord, except one thing, sin. Amen. He had no part of sin. He understands sin better than any person on this planet, loved one. Listen, he knows why a person tells a lie. He knows why. He knows before the lie is getting proceed from someone's mouth. He knows it's coming and he knows why it's coming. He knows the fear that's producing that lie. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we all tell lies. All right, let me give you a perfect example. Your wife comes to you. Does this dress I'm wearing make me look fat? No, baby, you look great. You know, you want me to go to that divorce court? What do you say? You know what I mean. Listen, Jesus knows everything. He knows. Loved one, he knows why you want to give up. He knows when you want to give up. He knows why Christians take their lives. They don't give up on Jesus. They give up on living life. Oh, listen, Jesus, he knows everything. And he experienced every temptation to the very maximum. And he did it as man. Never say, oh, it was easier for Jesus. Jesus is God. Don't ever say that. That is wrong. You didn't taste the full extent of death. You didn't bear the sins of the entire mankind. Are you following me? No. Jesus, he was sinless, yes. But it was because he did not sin that he was tempted to the max. He was tempted with the full force. We're not, to the full extent, and he did not sin. You see, I don't know about you, but do you know that Christians need help to resist temptation? You better believe it. We're still in a body, amen? You know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is. Jesus said that. Loving, we need strength and help to resist temptation. The Old Testament priest, could he do that? No, he couldn't help you. He was in trouble himself. No, matter of fact, the Old Testament priest, what did he do? He helped those who had already yielded to temptation. So our great high priest, he's passed through the heavens. What does that mean? It means that now all that was, the law, the sacrifices and the ordinances and the washings and the ceremonies, they're now obsolete. And then in a few years from this writing, what's going to happen to Jerusalem? The whole temple's going to be gone. There's not going to be any more sacrifices, and there has never been any more sacrifices, and there's no more high priest. Do you understand? It's gone completely. Now listen, do you believe that when we worship, do we worship here, or do we really, when we worship in heaven? In heaven, don't we? See, God is seeking such to worship him, those who worship him in spirit and truth. Amen? In spirit and in truth. So listen, it means this. We don't have to go to the temple. We are the temple. You see, we are the body of Christ. Now listen carefully. We have passed through the heavens too. And God, the Holy Spirit, has given us a divine invitation. It's unbelievable to me. He says, I am giving you a divine invitation to the holiest place in the universe, the holiest place, the Holy of Holies in heaven. I am giving you that invitation. I'm going to ask you a question. Does that move you? It should move every Christian if you really believe the throne of grace is real. Now look at it. Look at this real place. Verse 16. Let us therefore, based on verses 14 and 15, we have a great high priest. Let us therefore come, how? Boldly to the throne of grace. And why? That we may obtain mercy, that we may find grace to help in time of need, or as one Greek expositor says, it says for well-timed help, for help in the nick of time before it's too late. Now listen to me. Who is the author of Scripture? Yes, the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's God-breathed. Now, the Holy Spirit penned all the verses, but verse 16, right? Okay, now listen. The Holy Spirit is pleading. He's pleading. He says, come. He's asking believers to do something, the Jewish believers then and the believers today. The word let us come literally means let us draw near. And I'm going to ask you a question now. How can this really be? I mean, come on. Is God a thrice holy God? When Isaiah, there in Isaiah chapter 6, when he saw, Isaiah saw the king high and lifted up his holy train, filling the temple, all the Shekinah glory of God and all that, he didn't say, praise our Lord, hallelujah. He saw the angels, the cherubim or whatever they were, crying, holy, 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 and everything was shaking. What did he say? He says, woe is me. Why? I'm a man. I am undone, meaning I'm coming apart at the seams, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live in a nation of unclean people. We are bid by the Holy Spirit of God any time of day, night, in your bed, in your chair, in your car, here. He says, listen, I want you to come. Yes, I'm a thrice holy God. Yes, our God is a consuming fire. Oh, the holiest place on earth. He says, you come. Why? How can that be? Let me give you a scripture. Hebrews 2:11, for both he who sanctifies or sets us apart is Jesus, of course, and those who are being sanctified, now we're set apart, but it's an ongoing process now, sanctification, going from glory to glory to glory. Now, are you ready for that? Here it comes. Those that are being sanctified are all one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. What kind of word is this? Did you just hear what that said? God cannot lie. It says right there that the King of Kings, the Creator, the Sustainer of all things, he is not ashamed of you. He is not ashamed to call you brother. And then he says also, and my Father in heaven is not ashamed to call you brother or sister. Why? Because when God the Father sees you, we are in his family now. He sees you in Christ. And when you come to the throne of grace, he sees you in Jesus who paid everything for you. Amen? And that's why you can come. We are the same family. It says in Ephesians 2:5, even when we were dead in trespasses. Oh, and we were. We were spiritually dead, loved one. We loved the world. We lived for the world. We loved darkness and didn't even know it. We went through the physical activities of life but had no spiritual life. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, he made us alive, it says in Scripture, together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. We didn't have anything to do with it. It's all grace. Now listen. And God raised us up, all of us together. Here it comes. And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I just don't know how to teach it. We are already, right this minute, I don't understand all of it, but we are already seated. We are already enthroned. Wherever Jesus is and we know where he is, we are there in God's eyes right this minute. Amen. No, we've already passed through the heavenlies. Does that make sense? In God's eye, it's already finished, loved one. And I say, oh, Lord, no, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that we share the dignity, Lord? Are you trying to tell me that we share the very domain where Jesus sits and where he reigns? That's right. This is an accomplished divine fact. 1 John 4:17, as Jesus is, present tense, as he is, so are we in this world. Right now, We are a small colony of heaven upon this earth. Amen. We're kingdom citizens. We belong to a kingdom that can never, ever be shaken. Oh, listen, the throne of grace, the unmerited, undeserved, unearned divine favor of God. And you didn't do, and I didn't do one thing to deserve it. Do you understand? We have no merit at all. It's all grace. And we sit with Jesus on his throne. Do you really believe that? How do you teach that? The throne of grace is a real place. It's in heaven. It's real. It says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. See, the measure of our access and the measure of our boldness is based upon the knowledge of God's word and the worth of Jesus Christ, his son. Amen. And I say, oh Lord, boldly. That means freedom. It means literally, let me read it from the Greek. It literally means unreservedness in speech, freedom without concealment, fearless confidence. That means we're no longer enemies of God. It means boldly. It means without any doubt, without any fear. It means, listen to me now, when we come to the throne of grace, we come with childlike liberty. For we are the children of God, by where his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, like a little bitty child. You have the liberty to just come in to his house and just, there you are. He sees you in Christ. You're part of the family. Jesus has paid for all of your sin. Do you understand? I mean, that childlike liberty. You know, do you have grandchildren? I mean, don't you come near me? I hope not, dear God. Listen, I have children visit my office all the time. I love for them to come. And you know what? They just come in. I'll give me a perfect example. Pastor Raul, his children, they come and see me nearly every service. And you know, here comes Cambry. She talks 100 miles an hour and she's telling me about something. And she comes in and here comes Everett. Everett will be jumping all over my couch, you know. And go, and then he'll get and sit in my lap and jump over me and mess around my hair. And then here comes Selah. Selah's holding on to me the whole time, you know. And you know what? I love every minute of it. So does God. He says, come in. I want you to come boldly. You belong to me now. My son has paid for your sin. I want you to come boldly because the head of the church is there. Church, listen to me. When you come to the throne of grace, you are received just as God the Father received his own son. Amen. Bill, Ephesians 1:6, you are accepted in the beloved. That means that God loves you exactly the same as he loves Jesus Christ, his own son. Love, when I look at it, I say, dear Lord, listen to me now. Have you learned that there are no degrees of acceptance with God concerning you? Do you understand that every believer is received because of the full finished work of Christ and what he's done for us? And I say, oh Lord, the throne of grace, if you don't come boldly, oh God, loved one, that's to doubt the mercy of God. It's to limit the sacrifice of Jesus if you don't come boldly. Meaning with freedom, knowing that he loves you, knowing that he'll never leave you, knowing that he'll never forsake you. Oh, but I can't come, Bill, because I feel like God has something against me. I failed. Well, who hasn't? Well, I sinned. Who hasn't? He paid for it all. Oh, he says, no, listen, you come. If you're not accepted at the throne and you're a Christian and you're in Christ, there is no throne of grace. There's no charges against you there. There's not one charge in heaven against you, and God cannot lie. The sanctuary is open to every believer by a new and living way. Here comes Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness. There's that word again. Come on in. Boldness to come to the holiest. That's the holy of holies behind the veil. Let me read it. Here's how we do it. The blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil. That is his flesh. When he died on the cross, was the veil of the temple torn in two? Yes. Could you see the Holy of Holies? Everyone could. There was the Ark of Covenant. God says, come on in. Now, and having a high priest over the house of God, here it comes. Let us draw near. Come on in. Come with a true or a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Faith in what? You? No, faith in the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. He says, with the true heart, assurance of faith, having our hearts, that's past tense, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Come with freedom. No more inward guilt. Jesus paid for it all. And outward impurity. No, Jesus paid for it. And let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Why? For he who promised is faithful. We are invited any time to come to the Holy of Holies, to the throne of grace by the blood of Jesus. Listen, man, it's a new and living way. For the first century Jew, loved one that believed in Christ, the old way was now gone. It was gone. The temple's gone. Do you understand? Sacrifices are gone. And no, listen, no Old Testament priest could ever come boldly into the Holy of Holies. But we can. We can. It says in Ephesians 2:18, it says, for through him, meaning Jesus, it says, we both, that's Jew and Gentile, have access, meaning to the throne of grace, by one Spirit to God the Father. Listen, if you are a Christian, you have continual, 24/7, continual acceptance before God forever. You can come. Not only that, loved one, God will never, never shut the door on you because you came through the door, and the door is Christ. Amen? Oh, that he'll never do that. Not only that, now listen, you always, because of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, you always have continual access to God. Anytime, you can just come to him. Oh, and I say, oh, Lord, oh, listen. It says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Look at that. That we may obtain, that's a big word, find, that's a big word, grace in help in time of need. Jesus said, just all you have to do, I died for you, I love you, I bought you. You need help? Here I am. Do you need grace? Unmerited, just come right now, right this minute. Loved one, that verse is either real or it's not real. It's either true or a lie. It's either available or it's not available. Listen, everything we need in this life, from the moment you're born to the moment you close your eyes, is available for you right there. I want to ask you a question. In love, where are you going for help? Where are you going for mercy? In this world? I mean, come on. Is there anyone greater than Jesus? No, where are we going to go? We belong to him. We have something the world doesn't have. Oh, man, I say, oh, God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. You know, listen, why are there so many hurting Christians? Why are there so many hurting families? They don't know. They don't have a full knowledge of what we can do at the throne of grace. It must break the heart of Jesus. He's going, gosh, it's. Do you not know what the Word of God says? Are you not in the Word of God? All you have to do is come to me. Come to me. Remember our scripture revolution. Matthew 11:12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. They seize it as their own precious possession. Loved one, listen to me. We take it. How do we take it by force? We go to the throne of grace, and we believe and appropriate the promises of God because God cannot lie. We go there, we say, Lord, I need help. I'm in time of need right now. Listen, do we know where to find him? Yes, we know where it's at. Colossians chapter, it's in there. Colossians 3, amen, verses 1 and following. Set your mind on things in heaven, not, you know, above, not here, amen. Where Christ is, that's what we're supposed to do. We have all those answers, loved one. Listen, you know, all that we need is found there. Now listen, I know it's time to close this out, so just listen carefully now. How many of us, including myself, can trace our spiritual failures by number one, not going to the throne of grace, and number two, when we get there, praying? Do you understand? See, it's real. The throne of grace is real. Jesus said, Matthew 7 said, he said, ask. You got to ask, man. You got to seek. If you do, you're going to find. Keep knocking. I'm right there. I'm listening. I know everything. I know how you feel. I know everything you're going through right that minute. I know everything. James 4:4, you have not because you ask not. Oh, listen. Luke 18:1, Jesus said, men ought always to pray. Don't ever stop. Always to pray and not become discouraged. Don't faint. Don't give up. Keep persevering. I'm right there with you. I went through everything for you. I can help you in time of need. I have all the grace you need. I have all the mercy you need. I have all the help you need. I am the more in your life. Amen. And I say, oh Lord, the throne of grace, is it real? Yes, it is real. And when you go there, you stand in, I don't know how to explain it, but if I stopped right here and walked over here and I started praying like I do in my study, which is the laundry room, I've passed through the heavens to a real place. Well, Bill, do you see it? No, I don't have to see it. I see it with the eye of faith. Amen. It's there. Jesus is there. The majesty next to the majesty upon high, God. I have free access. You have free access. It's the throne of grace is real. I don't like sharing things about me from the pulpit. Let's this place right now, let it become, let's just enter the throne of grace together, shall we? Let's just let this place. Do you believe that? Will you believe that with me? Do you believe there's mercy here right now? Do you believe there's help right now? Do you believe Jesus is here right now? Do you have things in your life that you need help with? That are you hurting? Are you depressed? Are you lonely? Are you bitter? Are you grieving? Are you fighting sin? It was 23 years ago, October the 11th, 2000. It was 5 a.m., and I was in my old office at my home. I had one of those big teacher's desks, and I was preaching the text I'm preaching today. And I was looking over my notes, and back then I was younger, and so I would stand and preach it to myself. And I got to Hebrews 4:16. I started weeping. I said, how can I go out on this Sunday morning, Father, and share with your people? Hebrews 4:16. Because I had suffered massive clinical depression for 18 straight months. The absence of hope in a person's life is a living hell. And for 18 months, I had no hope. I would counsel people, the living Word of God, and inside I was dying. I was offering hope from God's Word, yet I didn't give me any hope. Are you listening to me? I come home and I would sit in a chair. I just wanted to die. 23 years ago, in the same teaching through Hebrews, and I said, Father, you said, Lord, that I could find help. Do you see me? You know, look at me. And as God is my witness, I felt two hands on the back of my head. I felt the literal touch of the, I felt it. And I felt my mind every bit. And I was healed that minute. And I have never, never suffered it again. Never. Now, listen. I shared that to say something. Listen, if God is no respecter of persons, so right now, what is your need? Father, here we are. Oh, the sheep of your pasture. Here we are. I believe this is the throne of grace. I see it in my heart. Lord God, it is a place to obtain mercy. It's a place to find grace. It's a place right now we need help. What is it, Lord? You know every feeling out there. You know what they're going through. You know it. Oh, Father, whatever it takes, would you pour heaven upon them right now? In every area, every person, from the youngest to the oldest, oh God, through those that are listening live right now, just ask him. Come boldly. Now receive it. Whatever you need, because he died for you and he loves you and he wants to give it to you. Now that you know it's true, it's real. Receive it in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen and amen. Amen.
As we end the broadcast, our prayer is that Pastor's study today will rest in your hearts and give you great peace, knowing and remembering your great high priest, Jesus Christ. Thanks everyone for listening with us, and we'll see you next time. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org. or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.